And the last person out of Jannah, it's mentioned in a hadith that he gets 10 times the amount of this world. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tells him that, desire, 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 and then he desires certain things and Allah reminds of other things. And then in one hadith he mentions that then Allah says, okay, I'll give you all of that and I'll give you double that. I'll give you that and the like amount. And then he gets 10 times the amount of this world and he thinks Allah is joking with him. So he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, are you joking with me? Wa anta rabbul alameen? Right? That you're the rabbul alameen and you're mocking me? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, I'm not mocking you. Right? So he actually thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mocking him, but how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him so much? So now what you've got is, you've got the last person out of hellfire, who's going to be probably the biggest sinner that this world has ever seen. Who's never done a good deed. He just had la ilaha illallah. That's it. He goes into Jannah, he gets 10 times that amount. Imagine everybody else.